You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05:01:02:03 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And let's see, it is the 15th, technically the 15th of Spooktober. That's right, to all my beautiful, lovely, fantastic listeners, it is the third Probably Birds show in Spooktober. Not, it's October, but it's spooky because it's fall. And it's a big deal, or we've kind of made it a big deal in that we mention it all the time that it's Spooktober, and really, it's just a ploy for me to fill space because I have to talk for a while. Right now, I have about 7 minutes left of talking to do, so buckle up and enjoy the ride. This is the show where I have prepared a playlist. There are 30 minutes worth of music. There's going to be 30 minutes worth of my voice talking at you, talking with you, except it's only me making the words. But in a sense, I can... Well, there's a couple things going on. One of which is that I can feel you out there listening to me, even if you're a robot. And sometimes I'm convinced that more machines listen to my radio show than humans. But I guess in this sort of post-truth cybernetic world, that doesn't really matter. It's the same thing. So if you're a robot, I can feel you there. I'm not alone. It's dark and like physically I'm alone in this physical space, but we're all connected. Just like I'm connected to you right now via FM radio waves, via the internet. So that's one thing. That's one thing that makes this a conversation instead of just me rambling at myself in the dark. Or that's what I tell myself, at least. The second thing is that there is a camera pointed right at me. And so even if no one's listening, and sometimes I'm pretty sure no one's listening, or perhaps only machines are listening, which is fine. We've covered that. There's also a camera pointed at me. This camera, it's in some ways disquieting, I think is a good use of the word. This camera is, I'm in the studio and there's a window that I'm facing that doesn't face outside but goes into another room in the building. There's a window. And through that window is a camera that is always watching me. And as we, you know, started up the show, and by the way, the songs we just heard were Golden Days by Whitney, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. As we were going through those and starting up the show, I was looking at the desktop computer that I have at my disposal here. And on the desktop of the desktop computer, there is a document titled Untitled Document. That is, the document's title is Untitled Document. And I thought, well, it's none of my business, but I guess I'll open it up because it's intriguing, right? It's intrigue. And if there's one thing that this show needs, it's intrigue. So I give it a little double click. I just did it again. Perhaps you heard that. And it's just a message that says, unblock the camera or you'll be reported in all caps. And I was a little bit worried. I thought, is the camera blocked? And I checked. And it's, again, I do the show with the lights all off. So it's kind of hard to make out the camera through the window that goes into another dark part of the station. But I seem to be able to make out that the camera is not, in fact, blocked. And is hopefully watching me. Is that, I guess that's the point I was trying to make, that I'm glad that I'm being watched because it makes this a little bit less pathological and a little more, you know, entertainment focused instead of whatever else it would be. But maybe, okay, this is going to get sort of more conceptual than we typically get. But maybe in like the era of mass surveillance, instead of being afraid, we should take comfort in knowing that we're being watched over. You know, someone's always looking out for us, even if they're looking out for us to see when we slip up and then they can arrest us or cart us away to like Siberia or what's the American equivalent of Siberia, like North Dakota, Wyoming, you know, just somewhere where they can put people who got caught on mass surveillance doing, like, what would they even do? I mean, shoplifting? Don't shoplift, kids. That's a, it's a bonus public service announcement for tonight. Okay. Anyways, some thoughts to start out. I'm not actually pro mass surveillance. Let me make that quite clear. And I'm not allowed to state really political opinions on this show, but I don't think that counts as a political opinion, right? Aren't we all kind of anti-mass surveillance? Maybe I should stop talking before I get in trouble. But okay, let's start over. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds. This, the only radio show that might be about birds. It is 1:10:06:07:08 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. Did I say I'm your host, DJ Pending? If not, that's who I am. And we started off the night with Golden Days by Whitney, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Tonight, we've got some music I've cobbled together in the last couple of minutes of today because I'm so busy, but I've assembled a playlist. There's been an assemblage of music for your ears or your robotic ears. Doesn't matter to me. We don't discriminate. We love. I guess I love people more than robots. I guess that's kind of like a discrimination thing, but that's beside the point. I love flesh ears. I love non-flesh ears. Any kind of ears I'm there for. And I'm here for you on this night, this holiest night of nights, this 15th of Spooktober. Anyways, tonight, I've been busy, which is bad for me and perhaps bad for the playlist because it means maybe it's been assembled. There's been an assemblage, is a word that sounds good in my mouth or feels good in my mouth. There's been an assemblage with less finesse, perhaps. But I like to think we got things worked out and sorted out. But also it means that perhaps because I've been so busy, I have more stories to share, which will hopefully fill the radio time better than I typically do. We're going to have to wait and see. This is an experience that we're going to share together. Or maybe it's me alone in a room. We're not going to get into that. Not that we ever got into that. Great. I was gonna say something else, but it's not. It just. Oh yeah. It's just. Here's the problem, guys. I don't have a good memory or a good ability to recall memories like on the fly of things that have happened to me. So even though I know many things have happened to me over the long weekend, we'll talk about it. Recalling those things just impromptu is hard for me. We're gonna try our best. In the meanwhile, I've got some more music. I'm going to play some songs. I'll come back. We'll talk. It's going to be, what a night. So I love you. I hope you enjoy the music. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be here for you. I love you. You're beautiful. And yeah, here we go. Yeah. Mwah. I'm back. Hello, I love you. Here I am. We just heard Autumn Sweater by Yo La Tengo, followed by Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief. That's off the new album, Two Hands. Catch it now. Get it. Get your hands on, your two hands on that album right now. I demand it of you. No, I don't demand it of you. You can do what you want. But it's a new album, and there's something very satisfying about that song, I think, at least. I just can't really put my finger on it, because I've been taught to keep my hands to myself. But if I could, then I would. And if I could, I would, and then I would tell you what it is, but I can't. I just have this feeling, and that's okay. Right now we have a very special section of the show called I'm Obligated to Read a PSA by Contract. And so I will do that. Here is a PSA coming at you right now. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Thank you, FEMA and the Ad Council, for providing me probably the combined hours of entertainment from those two PSAs of yours that I read. You know, a part of me wonders if they did like extensive market research on who is the least prepared for disasters, and they came up with people who eat Greek yogurt and skip workouts, the people who want to be healthy but don't make the full commitment. Maybe those types of people are also the most likely to, you know, maybe want to be prepared for a disaster but don't want to make the full commitment. I wouldn't really know, because I'm always prepared for disaster, and that I'm always no, that's too dark. I'll say it anyways. It's kind of, maybe it's funny. Let me start over. I'm always prepared for disaster, and that I'm always prepared to die. There you go. There's sort of the soundbite you can use for whatever purpose you want. I don't really, it's out of my hands now. But okay, I have to be a responsible radio host real quick and say that I have to update my long-term, long-standing fans of the show, the people who listen in to every show. And I think there's like between like 3 and 0 of you guys. And if you're out there, the last show I made some promises, and I've remembered them. Usually I forget promises, but I promised that if I finished Pride and Prejudice, I would say a little things about it, and I would tell you about the meal I had envisioned for myself. And so this is not going to mean much to most people, but I think most of what I say doesn't mean much to most people. So here we go. Pride and Prejudice, usually in the past I've done sort of like summaries or very brief synopses of the book that sort of sums up the lessons learned and the path taken, but I don't really know how to do that for Pride and Prejudice, so let's just say, get yourself a man who loves you back. There you go. That's a good lesson. Got 4 out of 5. It was good. It was a good book. And then the meal I made, which I'm not going to describe now because it would take too long, but it turned out really well. Listen to last week's show if you want to know. It's not worth it. It turned out well. I made it for myself, ate it like 3 times, made it for a friend. She loved it. Mandy is her name, and she likes it when I mention her on the show. Even though she doesn't listen, she just asked if I brought her up on the show, and I've been having to tell her no, I haven't, but now I can say, yeah, Mandy, I talked about you on the show. Shout out to Mandy. She is so much better than me in every way. That's Mandy. What else? Okay. Another point of order. This is no longer related to last show. Don't worry, new listeners. But I mentioned earlier that there was an untitled document on the desktop of a computer that I read. It pertained to the camera. And as I tried to quit text editor, because I thought I'd opened it up, I tried to quit it, and another document showed up. This document being untitled document 1. It is unsaved. And so when I tried to quit text editor, it popped up saying, are you sure you don't want to save? And I didn't know what to do. But here's the document. It is, I'll read it out loud. Charlotte sometimes on 9915 WMFO, comma, hard return. The comma and hard return are not spelled out. That is me articulating the punctuation. Let me start. Charlotte, sometimes on 915 WMFO. The Cure has got a concert film on the way this week. The Cure 40 Live. Two historic shows, perf in 2018 in celebration on 40th anniversary. Check that on Oct, standing for October, 18th. And that's the document. And I guess I'll just leave it open because I don't know who Charlotte is or if she got the message. I hope she did. But Charlotte, if you're listening, that message, I believe, is for you. Any other listener who cares about The Cure, that information might be useful for you. So there you go. Okay, what else is going on in my life? Let's do a summary. Let's talk about what's been going on. I've been busy. I mentioned that. I went to a fair yesterday, and it was fair. It's a terrible joke. I went to a fair, and it was the first, like, county fair I'd ever been to. I went with Mandy, actually. So there's another shout-out to Mandy, who is wonderful and, again, will never listen to this. Mandy, I hope you're asleep right now because you need to get rest because you deserve it. I went with Mandy, went with other friends, Matt, Justine. I'll name them, too. They're not going to know. And it was the first, like, sort of county fair I'd ever been to. I'd been to Renaissance fairs before. And in all honesty, there wasn't, like, a big difference. It felt like Renaissance fairs were just maybe just county fairs, but they put ye olde in front of everything and sort of rebranded some stuff. And albeit there are some notable differences where in county fairs, or at least the county fair I went to, I think it's a county fair, there were, like, you know, vegetables on display and flowers and chickens and here's some birds, in fact, chickens, turkeys. There were pheasants, I think they were very pretty, and I think pheasants are very pretty, and they were very pretty birds, and I really liked them. I liked the chickens too, and some chickens were for sale, and it was very tempting to buy one. They looked so, I mean, apparently chickens can be quite affectionate creatures, and so I feel like it would be kind of nice to have a chicken. I actually read a short story. I forget what it's called, but it's about this woman who leaves, like, some sort of institution. They give her a chicken to take with her. And I guess she's in love with a chicken. And I thought maybe I could have that sort of experience of falling in love with a chicken. And maybe that wouldn't be so bad. I mean, what do we think? Easier or harder than loving a person? If you want to vote, feel free to text in. I'm not going to tell you a number to text because I don't want to give it my phone number just in case. I mean, I don't know who would be listening and use that to my disadvantage, but it just seems like bad practice. But actually, what I'm going to do now, we'll talk about loving birds versus humans soon. What I'm going to do now is play some more music. Okay. That's enough of me talking, but I'll be back. As always, I love you and you're beautiful and I'm so happy you're here or there or wherever you are. I'm just happy that you're out there doing your thing. Have some songs. I'll be back. I love you very much. Okay, here we go. I can hear so much in your sound, and I can see so much in your eyes. There are words we both could say.
to stop and stay. And I wonder who is standing here. And I try to find the way to carry on. Wonder how much longer I can carry on. Cause these days, they take so long. Yes, they do. Actually quite serious.
All right. Excuse me. All right, we just heard Don't Talk by the Beach Boys, followed by How Are You True by Cage the Elephant. And let's see, where did we last leave off? I believe, and I don't actually forget, that's just sort of me trying to ease into the conversation again. When we last left off with my monologue, we were talking about, it's funny to say, my monologue we were talking about whether it'd be easier to love a chicken or a human being. And that's just, you know, it's 1:38 a.m. on a weekday night. Let's explore that. A chicken. Okay, pros and cons. So, well, first, what is love? Okay, big topic. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. I think that's part of it, not being hurt. But at the same time, isn't being hurt all that love's about? And the truth, I think, resides somewhere between those two extremes. Love, I've been talking too much about love lately, but love is maybe being vulnerable and feeling accepted anyways, like being your true, raw, bloody self and knowing that you can be that and knowing that whatever that is, you're going to be loved and accepted and cared for by another. Is that love? And, you know, doing the same to someone else or some chicken. Let's call that love for now. That seems like an easy way to go about it. That's the easy way out. Love is being vulnerable with another and feeling comfortable with that. It's not a perfect definition, but we can't keep talking about it. So chickens, I feel like that would be much easier with a chicken than a human being. Because at least as far as being vulnerable goes, because I feel like I could be with a chicken. Let's call her Henlopen. It's a hen named Henlopen, and it's my chicken lover. Like a purely sort of romantic feelings kind of love, if you understand. Henlopen, my chicken love, I feel like I could be with her at my absolute worst. I could be a sobbing mess with Henlopen, and she would still be there doing her chicken thing near me. I don't think she would judge me. I don't think she would look down on me for just, you know, being rendering myself asunder at her clawed feet. And that's kind of nice, right? She'll be there for me. And at the same time, at my best, she'll be there for me, I assume. I don't know. I'll say right now, I don't know a lot about chickens, but this is just based on the small experience I've had, what I believe. Given that, I believe chickens could be quite affectionate creatures. Anyways, and Henlopen, I think, could also be at her absolute worst. You know how, and it's got to be asked, how bad can chickens get? But if Henlopen were, somehow I've tied a knot in the mic, in the headphones, that's fine. Henlopen could be at her absolute worst. She could be in a pecky mood. She could be all blustery and something, and I would still love her too. I think that I would still love Henlopen at her worst and her best. She could be her worst self and her best self, and most importantly, we can be our true selves with each other and feel comfortable with that. However, and here's where it gets complicated, perhaps love is not only being vulnerable like that, but also being understood by another. And that is where I think loving a chicken sort of has its flaws, because, you know, as much as I try to understand Henlopen and she tries to understand me, or I like to think she tries to understand me, there's always this barrier between us, and that Henlopen is a chicken and I'm a human being, ostensibly so, at least. And I mean, some people might wonder, is that a bridge or a gap too wide to bridge? Is that an expression? I think it might be. Is that a gap that cannot be bridged by love? Is love able to bridge that gap? And I don't know, with a human, it seems easier, the understanding part, because we share some sort of human experience. We have an evolutionary history. We're all related a little bit. Not that that should be oh so relevant, but we know we're all living in this complex social world as humans, and other humans can understand that and sort of resonate and empathize. And I feel like with a chicken, with Henlopen in particular, I just don't know if she understands me like a human lover could. And so that's sort of the drawback. I mean, just to summarize, chickens, easier to be vulnerable with, but harder to be understood by, whereas humans, hard to be vulnerable with, easy to be understood by, or easy might be too strong a word, but it's a possibility at the very least. And so I guess the conclusion to be drawn based on the pros and cons, there's no clear winner, I think, is what we have to conclude. It depends on what you're looking for and what you need in love. And so you have to decide for yourself whether a chicken love is the right choice for you, or if a human love is the right choice. And just, I mean, in a point in a chicken's favor, they were for sale at for like $10 each at the county fair, which is not, I expected more expensive, but yeah, $10 could buy you a lifetime of love. So keep that in mind. What else happened? I don't have a whole lot of time to talk, but I'll say briefly, over the weekend, I also met fans of the show. Now that seems insane. And actually it is insane. They're not really fans of the show because I don't think they've ever listened to the show, but they are my friend Jack's parents. And Jack has, DJ Jeb, perhaps you'd call him, has a radio show, 3 p.m. on Fridays, the Road Trip Hour. Check it out, especially because sometimes I am on that show, and Jack's parents listen to that show. And so I was getting dinner with them and some others. It was Jack's birthday. Happy birthday, Jack. We can sing to him later, maybe. Maybe we'll forget. That's fine. And we were talking about the radio show. They both had radio shows when they were in college, and it seemed like they were a bit better than I am, at least, at it, but that's fine. I'm not trying to be good at this. I'm just trying to do this. And there's something very, very... maybe I'll get into it another show. I don't know why I'm here, but I do this and I'm not trying to be good. I'm just trying to be here. The point is, they were talking about the show, Jack's show, and then they at some point connected the dots that I was the Birdman. I was DJ Pending. And they said kind words about my presence, if not on this show, which they've never listened to and probably never will. At least I don't think they have listened to it. Than on Jack's show, Road Trip Hour. And it made me feel good about myself, if not in the capacity as a DJ, then as the capacity as a guest DJ, as a friend of the actual DJ. They said I had a good presence. And so to Jack's parents, thank you for making my dreams a reality. Thank you for giving me the encouragement I need to get out here every week and do this. And with that being said, I'm going to play the last two songs of the night. Oh boy. Did I tell you what we heard? Yeah, I did. Going to play the last two songs of the night. Then we'll be back here. I'll talk at you. You'll talk at me, but I won't hear you. I can't hear you unless you scream really loud. And even then, it's only like a maybe. So we'll see. Anyways, last two songs. I'll be back. I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you for being here, and I'll be back. Yeah, okay, you're so special to me. Here we go.
Like hell. But what did you expect? finger through all the southern states on every video games machine. They call her AAA. There were racists on the radio trying to give up smoking. The chat show host, you joked you have to wait for the government program. Talk about your politics, and I wonder if you could be one of them. But you could never kiss a Tory boy without wanting to cut off your tongue again.
A good place to look to the future is when you were sat in the sea with the sword up to your ankles. And if you were the end of the pier, you may look down at your model's feet. I wish that you'd just float away. And the weather here is overcast, and the sea is the same shade of grey. So the landscape before you looks just like the edge of the world, but to the left side and the right side, either way is a crazy golf course.
The sea is a good place.
Tree.
I'm back. Hello, I love you. Here I am. DJ Pending, Jonah, is what people in the real world call me. I'm here to end the show. We just heard The Sea is a Good Place to Think of the Future by Los Campesinos, followed by Hold Me Anyway by Wilco. That is off their new album, Ode to Joy, recently released. And yeah, it's kind of I think I'm not alone in believing that Wilco's golden age, at least for now, that their best albums have passed. But maybe they'll write new best albums, and I believe it's possible. I mean, they're pretty prolific. But it's kind of still nice that they're just, you know, still making new albums. It's, in a way, it's kind of comforting. And anyways, I've got like 5 minutes left of the show, and I've got to sort of sum it all up and stick a bow on it. So what do we talk about? We talked about the first part of the show, which we restarted the show because things were, I don't know, we were going down a weird rabbit hole for me at least. So let's just forget about that. We talked about fairs. We talked about love. Speaking of love, Wilco, Hold Me Anyway, poetry and magic. Forget vulnerability and understanding. I think it's all about poetry and magic, and I think both chickens and humans have each in abundance, so you can't go wrong with loving either. We talked about my number one and number two fans, Jack's mom and dad, who don't listen to the show but seem like they cared, and it's more than most people, so thank you to them for that. Thank you. They're not going to hear this. That's okay. And now let's talk about the most important part of the show, the most important thing in the world, which is you. That's right, I turned it around. It's you and taking care of yourself. We like to, if for y'all who don't know, I don't know who's listening, but if y'all don't know, we like to end the show with some self-care inspiration. I don't know if I can call it advice. Sometimes I try to give advice, but I never organize the advice beforehand. So self-care inspiration, we'll say, and let's talk. I mean, things are busy for lots of people. I say that almost every week, and that's because almost every week it's true. Even though it's been a long weekend, I mean, the people who are on the station before me, one of them had fallen asleep. The other one was like, yeah, I'm pretty tired. And so am I. It's been busy. We are, whoever you are, I'm sure you've got something going on right now that's, you know, maybe causing you some stress. If not like actively right now, then just kind of simmering on the back burner. And I think it's important to remember to check in with ourselves and really honestly say, hey, how are we doing? Am I okay? And if not, what can I do to make myself okay, or to get myself to a place or a situation in which I can be okay? And don't undervalue that. I know that it can be so easy with our culture and our climate and what have you to put aside making ourselves okay in favor of making ourselves achieve. But I think the most important thing that can be achieved is a sense of comfort and happiness and self-worth. And let me tell you, you have worth. You deserve happiness. You deserve comfort. And, you know, not in every single moment of every single day, but you are a person living on this world, you know, breathing air and doing your best always, even if it doesn't seem like it to you, even if it doesn't seem like it to others. We're all just doing our best, and that includes you, and you deserve all the love in the world for going out there every day and doing your best and doing it again. And that's fantastic. You are so incredible. I mean, wow. Sorry. You're so incredible. I love you. And I mean that. And you deserve that love. And other people love you too. And you deserve their love too. And you deserve your own love. Look how inspiring this is. Hopefully it's inspiring. Hopefully I'm inspiring myself. I'm really getting kind of emotional here just because of how great you are. And that goes for that. I mean, hopefully it doesn't diminish greatness by making it apply to everyone, but it does apply to everyone. So take care of yourself. What can you do? Just schedule out a little bit of time every day that's you time, that you do something that puts you at ease. You can go on a walk, can read a book. I'm reading now that I finished Pride and Prejudice. I'm reading Solar Bones by Mike McCormack, I want to say. Look it up, Solar Bones. Good book so far. I'll tell you about it if I finish it. You can read, you can draw, listen to music, listen to me, whatever. You know, maybe, whatever it is, you deserve that time. And I urge you to take that time because I love you and you're wonderful. And it's the end of the night, so I'm just going to say, please do take care.